It's what the dungeon needed the whole time, was Jimmy Hart.
The goon needed a weird little gooner. Welcome back to Monday Night Fake Fights, where the crowd is hot, folks.
The crowd of one is hot.
The crowd is on fire. Where was I? Me. That's me. Garrick Taylor, she, they. Doing a rewatch of the Monday Night Wars, making it y'all's problem. Our esteemed hot crowd guest victim is...
I'm Piper Willow, she, her, and back again for my second official?
Second on the non
Second main one. Feed. Second main
feed. We'll call it main feed. Whereas you are... The gorilla position chat is kind of become the patron watch parties.
Yes.
And I'm fine with it. Y'all are a fucking blast. Just got done doing a little bit of spot editing on Halloween Havoc, and that's going to be such a great time. You can't trust a Ric Flair in Dockers.
I don't think you can trust a Ric Flair, period.
Yeah, you certainly shouldn't. Yeah, he should not. Well, I mean, hey, we're talking about Ric Flair. You want to start on Nitro then?
Yeah. We can absolutely get right into that.
F and A. Pepe is clowning this week, is what I wrote down. In honor of Jimmy Hart being a clown, according to Mago.
Yes, which I was honestly surprised how long at the intro that Heenan managed to keep his mouth shut.
He really
like, it was
did.
A full 2 minutes before he actually, like, said anything, and I was like, wow, I think that's the longest he's ever gone.
You know, I think they're giving him more to do outside of dealing with Mongo,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's making him a lot more patient of a Bobby. But, you know, he's looking stylish in the purple. They show us the You Call the Shots thing, and I was like, okay, this is cool. This is the first I've seen anything like this.
Yeah.
They got it set up so people can call in to book the main event and, like, taking huge advantage of being live. I don't know. I want to believe Vince is just shitting and crying.
Why didn't I think of that?
What, yeah, exactly. Why didn't I think of that? Patterson! You know, it's not good. So, like, I'm loving it, though, because it's like, yeah, fucking dig it in. Dig it in, Eric. Like, this is... This is really, really cool.
Yeah, you can really see them, like, they're starting to needle and they're starting to get, like, close to overthrowing the, like, empire that the WWF had at the time.
The whole feel that they're really disrupting them thinking they could just continue to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And fuck yeah, let's go. But yeah, they ask, they have like heel and babyface locker rooms. You got Tony in one and Gene in the other. And they ask Bobby about Macho Man. And he's like, fuck that, call the number, fans. I want to see Shivani versus Oakland.
I wrote that down. Shivani versus Oakland's a six-star match.
Six-star match. I got five on Mean Gene. I feel like he bites.
Yeah, oh, he's fought dirty, and I think we all know it.
He is a biter if I've ever seen one. It's the stash. He's got blood on it from the last person that fucked with him. and then we get the annoying Morse code theme for Cobra to come out.
Oh, God, that was... Did he... I know, like, WCW took and chopped up and rearranged very popular songs at the time. You know, the twisted and yanked, if you will.
WWE was doing it, too. That's the general...
Was this a cover-up of, like, some other music that they had to dodge copyright? Or was it, like, always just that... Bad and
I honestly don't know because I'm not professional and I didn't look into it.
It doesn't matter. The Cobra existed on screen for like 15 seconds and then was gone. But yes, that was really, really fucking annoying because it just drowned everything out.
I think it was just like that because I remember that they used the same thing when he was around for Fall Brawl and we all commented on how much it sucked then.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, then Jimmy Hart comes out going full Mephistopheles in the black and red suit and just cackling like a madman.
I loved Evil Jimmy Hart this whole
Evil
episode.
Evil Jimmy Hart is so good. He looks like the fucking devil, and he is the devil. I love him. I love the giant lifting the announcer up to force him to call it a title match.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, all right, fine, fuck it, it's a title match. He just turns around and choke slams Cobra in 10 seconds, and that's it.
Yes. It was pointless, and the giant did, in fact, step on Snake.
Yes, he stepped on Snake. he tread on Snake very much, and he picks up Jimmy Hart, and he squeals and kicks his legs, and I was like, yeah. You know, this is the more fun that I've had with a squash match in quite a while, and it's all on Jimmy Hart just being a weird little guy.
It's what the dungeon needed the whole time was Jimmy Hart.
They did. The goon needed a weird little gooner. They didn't have the Taskmaster is just too taking himself seriously of a gooner, and they needed a weird little guy.
Yes.
And I completely agree. So like Dungeon and Goon is almost on my good graces because I like evil Jimmy Hart, you know. Mm-hmm. And Step on Snake. Step on Snake is good. They send it back to the heel locker room, and Mean Gene is trying to get people to call in. And like, I honestly wonder how many people like took this. I wonder how many people actually did it.
I'm curious as well. Like, they didn't give any like polls or numbers or updates or anything. It was just like, all right, we've got Sting and the rest of these guys and Ric Flair and the rest of these guys. And it's
we got Sting and the Nasties, Alex Wright, Jerry Lynn, Jim Duggan acting like a fucking maniac, just marching back and forth.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I wrote down that I thought these red and blue locker rooms would be way better Survivor Series teams that we'll see on the other episode.
Oh, yeah, they're trying. Survivor Series 95 is looking rough, folks. Feel free, patreon.com/MNF, to see just how bad it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said, but speaking of like terrible ideas that overstay their welcome. World War III, cards subject to change. Mm-hmm. Three rings, three giants, one battle royale. And I'm going to go ahead and write that down because I feel like we don't get three giants by the time it comes. But I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, there's 60 men. There has to be.
At least. Well,
Given the statistics.
I feel like maybe they meant the giant, Giant Gonzalez, who is still technically around. Maybe, and then I don't know if they thought the Yeti was going to stick. I'm guessing that the Yeti was the third. Oh, so that's why I'm like, I'm going to write this down and see how this goes. Because I feel like that card subject to change might come into play here.
I had to rewind it a couple of times when I watched it. Just to confirm. But I thought it was really funny, and I popped. Sabu just made it into that bumper.
Yeah, it's just out of nowhere. And yeah. It's like, you're funny. You're not going to be there. That's sweet. I appreciate what you did last week running into Disco's face with a fucking table, but I don't think you're going to be there, bud.
No.
No.
But yeah, he made it on,
onto this,
on the promo for it, yeah.
Well, I mean, hell, like, Vader was on, like, the first four episodes of the intro in Nitro, and he did not work there.
True.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. We're trying to do live TV here, Piper. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point. I forget that it's not all taped like their competitor.
Yeah, which they got annoying this week, but we'll get there. In the meantime, Venice Beach guitar player, dude.
That whole promo felt like a fever dream. Who were any of the people that weren't Macho or Hogan?
Also, who the fuck are they? I don't know who these people are, but they seem to mostly be annoyed by these wrestlers talking shit, and they would like them to leave. And they do the friend and foe bit. I think it might just be a houseless dude that's just talking along to whatever they're saying.
That's what it felt like, and I couldn't tell if like that was an actor or just a dude that was on Venice Beach that they were like, hey, do you want to make $20?
Or is this like a well-known Venice Beach dude? Because I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like the guy dressed up with inline skates and a guitar is probably someone who's like, well, relatively well known on Venice Beach. Because I feel like maybe it's like a street performer thing, you know, and it's like, okay, but are you then telling me that you just found like, you just went to Venice Beach is like, get me your most beloved houseless dude.
Yes.
And like,
and
what?
Of all those people, the oddest of the bunch is clean shaven Hogan.
Yeah.
It is the uncanny valley every time I see him. It's like you like come home one day and your dad doesn't have a mustache and you're just like, you're not my dad.
No, that like, shit happened to me, and it's absolutely true. Yeah, like that happened.
It's still wrong. A double take every time I see him. And Macho having the line, Sullivan took your mustache, is really funny.
And he does like a, he reacts with like a, my God, like he like yeah. This real dramatic shit, like, oh God, I like he's got the PTSDs from the mustache being gone. And I'm just like, oh buddy, try having it from the mustache showing up. You are weak, sir. But I just ended the whole notes for that section with I need more drugs for this, basically.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. Like it I don't know what that was, and that was like not WCW like, of the time. It just felt so out of place.
It's just, I don't know, I feel like it must have just been Hulk trying, and he's like, you know, I used to be from Venice when I worked up north, brother. You know, they said this is where I was from, but so maybe they'll think that I'm their people, and mostly it was just like, why aren't, no, go away. Go away.
We want Sting.
We want Sting, you're not Sting. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we get Dungeon and Goon music. Jimmy Hart's already back with Taskmaster actually wrestling today against not the Warrior. So
that's exactly what I read in my notes was Ultimate Warrior scribbled out Renegade.
Renegade. There you go. I was just thinking back to Dinosaurs, like the baby. That's not the Warrior.
Yeah.
He comes out and starts Not the Warrior murdering Sullivan immediately, and I am pleased.
Okay,
and
on that tip, you've got Dinosaurs, Baby Not the Renegade, John Goodman played the father, and John Goodman in The Big Lebowski yelling at the kid, you see what happens, Renegade? After that match finishes up.
You see what happens, Renegade, when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yes, finding a stranger in the Alps. It's been I dropped a hard C bomb last week's episode, so like it worked. Well, look, it is what I hate to inform you, it's what Doc Hendricks was serving.
Hey,
for a split second. So in context,
color me impressed.
Right, color his face like a jack-o'-lantern. It was horrifying. But in that moment, I'm going to go find a stranger in the Alps. I don't want to make the pod catchers too angry. There you go. But fucking hey, speaking of scary things, though, Kevin Sullivan is the leprechaun of wrestling. He's so tiny, and he's just doing it. And I will say, his chops sound like they hurt. But, like, he keeps, like, stepping on him and doing, like, the stomps and shit. And I just, you're so little, my guy. That,
his top rope stomp is the worst of those I've ever seen.
So bad.
It, like, that looks like when I would do it to, like, a stuffed animal as a kid. And even then, I think I may have done it a little better.
Yeah, Bobby calls it the Dungeon and Goon Heimlich maneuver. And he does the saddest coup de grace stop I've ever fucking seen. Meanwhile, like, Heenan starts talking about how the Japanese people haven't been treated well in this company, and he's making deals with high-up individuals. And we're going to start seeing the contingent showing up soon, and I'm like, fuck yeah, need to call Erica. They are our resident pure wrestling expert. So, folks, soon. I love, this is what I mean, they're giving Bobby something else to do. Like last week, they cut away and he's having like a sushi dinner with Sonny Ono and just chewing the scenery and being amazing. And you realize that yes, this is what he's fucking doing. He's being that guy again and getting Sonny Ono and the NJPW guys over. But yeah, Jimmy wiping Renegade's yellow and red makeup off and degrading him actually made me kind of sad. I was just
they
like,
called
this
him.
Is
they called him
up.
Regular old Rick.
Yeah.
How rude is that?
Well, it's certainly not ravishing, Rick, or rude. No, it's just rude.
Yeah.
Rick, poor Rick. But I couldn't be sad for long, though, because William Regal in a monocle, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, everything can't be that bad.
Cut back to the madness of the red or blue locker room.
Yeah, so we get the, I'm guessing, the heel room because, well, William Regal in a monocle. the lights go out, and it's obviously was a mistake. Like, yeah. that was not... And the whole, all of a sudden, this whole thing is giving me, like, high school production vibes.
Yeah,
and it's Turner Broadcasting, folks.
Like, that happens, and you're like, oh, these were the Shockmaster people. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot that. You don't get to outlive that. I mean, Rick rolls with it.
Yeah, like a consummate professional.
Yeah, I just Rickrolled myself. he makes himself a god with the power of light control. I'm like, all right, yeah, there you go. Makes it, but then they make me actually want to check out Saturday Night because Arn versus Kurosawa. But immediately followed up by saying there'll be a debut for Disco Inferno's music video, and they lost me again.
Oh no, no! But they got me back with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Goes to Ireland,
and I was like, you know, maybe we, Piper, if you, maybe you can volunteer yourself, and we will have to do like a Patreon where we actually watch Saturday Night just to see.
Oh, I would love to. I have so many ideas in my head of what Jim Duggan does in Ireland, and I have to see it.
Maybe we should just check that one out. That'd be a fun thing to throw up. Fuck
absolutely.
It. All right. Hey, we're doing the show on the show. I'm yelling at myself again. So, Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
I was like, uh-huh. And then those two flashed up. I was like, oh, baby, here we go.
Huge babyface energy for Eddie. Heenan's money is on Benoit, and he goes for it right away. I love Heenan feeling a lot better in his, like, heel energy because, like, Rick's finally on the right side, so he can just be himself.
Yeah.
So that, he's really leaning into it. And speaking of, that Irish fucking whip hard from Benoit. Like,
there was
that's
a lot of things that could be described that way in this match.
Yeah, Suplex City in Jacksonville. He gets some, like, the snap suplex and then, like, a German. Mm-hmm. And then, like, and then all of a sudden he catches him and puts him in a fucking lion tamer.
Yeah.
And Jericho's smiling somewhere. And, like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm
yeah,
so
was,
jazzed.
I was really happy that as they're coming out, they're like, hey, this is going to be a great match. And I was like, yeah, it will be. And then they're like talking about like the cruiserweights are finally happening and
yeah,
you're going to have an actual cruiserweight division and a belt. And then they cut and Liger's just sitting there with a plate of sushi in front of him. And I was just like, what a guy.
Yeah, it's just boom, Heenan's Japanese friends show up having dinner watching the cruiserweights. Yeah, and there's Jushin Liger just chilling. They're like, fuck yeah, let's go. Nitro's getting good. I wrote down Nitro's getting good. Guerrero hits the huge splash again on the outside like he got Malenko with a couple weeks ago. Huge pop still. Like, they're not done with it. It's not a passing phrase. He's just still so fucking over.
Really is.
And, God damn. Guerrero says, I see your suplexes, Chris, and I raise you a fucking brain buster.
Yep.
But and he gets up and gets him on the top rope, though, like right away. Says, how about both I'll suplex you and brain buster myself? Because that's how Benoit does superplexes.
Yes. that's just that, kind of his thing.
Is that not how you do it, Viper? I mean,
I'm no professional, so I'll leave it to them. But I don't think so.
I feel like you shouldn't land on your head when you're trying to hurt the other guy, but I don't know, Chris. Cripes.
The one move that I wrote down and in
Yeah.
my notes about in this entire match is that fucking power bomb.
That was my next one. He
Oh
fucking
my
kills him.
God.
I put a power bomb from hell, parentheses Canada, and just splats him.
Oh, like
Ow.
I like a physical, a verbal like wince and pop on my end of just oh my God,
I
like
know it hurt. It hurt to watch.
yeah.
And that's why I love about watching these guys fight is it like
Yeah.
it hurts. It hurts to watch. Heenan says Benoit has more moves than X-Lax.
Not gonna coach that with a 10 foot
Not
pole.
thank you, Mongo.
Yep.
German on Eddie with the bridge, and he holds on. And then this is like my sequence of the night, maybe. Eddie tries to get out of it. He ends up just turning around and getting himself into a Northern Lights suplex because Benoit is a monster.
Yeah,
Like,
that it
what
was
the
beautiful.
fuck? It was
Just
so pretty.
when the Northern Lights is done well, it's like one of the like best looking moves
Yeah, because
in wrestling.
it really looks like you could end the whole thing with that, especially when you get the bridge on it, and like Benoit's not going to bridge, or he has to punish himself later for not bridging, you know? So like he's
Yeah,
going to
yeah.
do it. Oh God, I wish I were kidding, folks. Eddie reverses the suplex,
Uh-oh.
lands on him. Benoit gets his foot on the rope, but the ref misses it. Eddie wins, and Heenan is losing his shit because a heel has been wronged. How dare someone call somebody?
I was just glad that like they had an actual match and like at the very least, while they were like talking about Hogan and like Hogan calling and whatever, they didn't cut to them in the middle of the match like the last episode I was on.
Yeah, or like a certain other show has been like ramping up lately.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I'm mad at them. And they heard me talk shit or say good things about them last week, and they're like, don't worry, I'm gonna disappoint you. So yeah, that's fucking awesome. That was amazing. And this is the first time that we hear from Sting after that awesomeness at since he got betrayed. And I kind of lost my shit because like he's in this huge group with Evad Sullivan petting a rabbit. And he cuts this fire promo about how he's gonna leave Flair for fucking dead.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It is so good, but the whole time these clowns are just making faces and shit. And I just wrote down, how did they survive 1995?
Yeah,
This is so weird.
like there's so many shining lights, but they're like still in the middle of the cave. Like they're not out
Literally.
yet.
Literally shining light of an amazing promo where he's talking about like murder in the drowning in the cave of all these other fucks. And it's just wild. But I guess the people did the right thing, and we get Sting versus Flair for the main event. I can't help but feel like they just took the 99 cents a minute from people and were like, fuck it, we're getting Sting versus
I
Flair.
mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like,
I would not put it past them. Like, I swear. And every time like Cyber Tuesday becomes a thing, and they do this kind of stuff in the future after the internet, and everyone always swears that it wasn't gimmicked. And I'm just like, you're
This is
no.
wrestling. Of course, gimmicked.
This is wrestling. Of course it's gimmicked. Then of course you're gonna tell me it's not gimmicked. You're a
Yeah.
fucking
But I'm just gonna,
grifter.
I will sit here and enjoy it and pretend to believe you, but like, come on.
Yes, because I am also a cardi fuck, and I will play the game with you. It's fine.
Yes. Suspension of disbelief. It's what wrestling lives on.
Kayfabe. So the
Yes,
last,
yes, yes.
oh God, that reminds me of a terrible joke that I made on Blue Sky, and I will not make here. Oh jeez. The last 20 minutes of this, though, holy shit, we eat well because it's Sting and Flair.
Yeah.
At least I thought so, but they only okay. I get the go. It was good. It was very good, but it was not the 20-minute barn burner I was hoping for.
No, I would have liked to see a little more variety from Sting because I know he can do it, and just like the Sting up Gorilla Press Slam, he did that like three times,
Yeah,
and
like three different times,
I
and it
know you
was
got to
still
give
a
the
long
people,
one.
yeah, I know you got to give the people what they want, but three times?
Yeah, but I mean,
Three times?
Speaking of eating well, though, Bobby pours himself a sake,
Yes.
which popped the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Toasts his Japanese friends while Mongo plays with Pepe. But yeah, I'll say the crowd was on fire for this
Oh, yeah. The most out of the night.
most out of the night, and like, but it was kind of, I mean, they did the Ric Flair Sting match, but they worked it around a little bit. But I mean, it starts with Rick getting his shit in, which for him means getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And yeah, and he's like begging off on the outside. No, and Sting no sells the chops. He gets the eye poke in, suplexes him, and it's just like Sting, you know, Stinger goes for the splash, hits the railing, and it's like, okay, they're doing this.
If
Okay.
anything, it felt like it's like a house show main event of like, all right, we're gonna send them home happy, we're gonna hit all the spots, and we're gonna wrap it in 20. Like,
Basically, but also I'm not mad,
oh
Piper.
no.
Here's the
No, no, no,
problem,
no,
like.
no, no, no. It was like, I was like, yeah, it's still Flair Sting, so like everything was executed like immaculately.
I sit here look like I'm looking at my notes and I'm thinking back and I was like, God, this really was cookie cutter, but I'm somehow not mad. And back from the break, we get Rick puts the figure four on Stinger and Bobby gives a woo.
Yeah.
The little one, like an ambulance. And I was like, all right, yeah, no, we're back. This is it. This is what I love about this shit. I love when Bobby can be a piece of shit. But then Sting scoots to the middle of the ring and he does the Sting up again. He beats his chest and reverses the figure four. It is classic. It's all one could ask for,
Yep, if I don't see the
basically.
figure four turned over on the applying man and him writhing in pain, then it's not a wrestling match.
It's certainly not a Flair match. It's not a Georgia wrestling match, I tell you that
Yeah,
much.
there you go.
Right? We get a replay of the no selling chops and the bake off, this time inside the ring. So now Sting gets his shit in. And we're like 10 minutes into the match.
Yep.
The crowd's still on fire though. Rick gets dirty again, keeps raking on the eyes, you know, reruns to grab a hair. He comes flying back in and the ref like gets it away from him with a chair. Like he comes flying in with a chair and what ref grabs it
He
from him. He came running in, like moving. Sorry, I think I would have had the same thought there. Like,
yeah, like
yeah, he was moving.
if he would have connected with Sting, that would have done like leg clearly it would have done damage because it's a steel fucking chair, but
Chair.
like in terms of wrestling, that would have done something.
He was really putting a lot of faith on Randy Anderson to get that away from him in time.
And he did.
He
He did.
did. More power to refs. But yeah, it gives Stinger time to get back in and catch his breath. We find out that the main event of the broadcast will actually be some sort of special announcement, and it's really starting to feel like Nitro. right? But huge announcement. Heenan says, "What? Hogan's retiring, right?"
I think I missed that line. That's good.
Yeah, no, any opportunity. In the meantime, Sting and Rick are have the crowd in the palm of their hands still. Rick's strutting around to booze, gets more of his shit in, get caught on the rope and slammed off. God, he must have hit that crossbody at one time, maybe one time, but I couldn't tell you when. Yeah.
I think like no joke, it is once, maybe twice in like a 50-year career.
Yeah, and I simply could not tell you when. But yeah, he does the thing. Sting does the thing where he's like trying to beat the shit out of him, and the ref tries to pull him off, so he puts him on timeout.
That
I love it, but it gives fucking Rick time to get the knuckles out.
Yep.
Dirtiest player in the game, I tells you.
But it came back to bite him because he was showboating for too long.
Yep, and even though he got the shot on Sting, it wasn't enough. It was only two. So Sting starts stinging up for a third time, to your point, and gets
Yeah.
the third press slam. And it's like, okay, this has got to be it. Yeah, and sure enough, puts him back on the top rope, superplexes him, and then the death lock.
Yep.
And it's a very Dwayne Johnson looking sharpshooter, and I'm not happy with Sting.
Wasn't the best. It was not the
It
best.
was
Wasn't the best we
really.
saw this night, that's for sure.
Yeah, no shit. He wins it but refuses to let it go. And I like this. And they like really go for it. And it's almost
Yeah.
like It almost feels like a Sting heel turn, but not quite. Like a tweenery turn.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to end the show. I did like the line, I think Mongo had, squeeze all the poison out of that man.
There you go. You're gonna have to squeeze a long time.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you're saying that now, but soon you're gonna be a horseman. But yeah, the baby faces come out to try to talk him off, and it takes Lex to get him off. So like, God, phrasing, Garrick. But yes, it takes Lex to get Sting to leave. He leaves with him, and it's like, okay, what the hell? They go to break, sounding confused, and then like, it's not over though, Piper, because
We
Mean
have an
Gene comes
announcement.
back. Yes, with the Dungeon of Goon in the ring. They literally are just DOG in my notes, and I'm not at all sorry. Jimmy Hart takes some straight to video digs at Hogan. Lets us know he has Hulk's power of attorney for some reason,
He's not
because
the.
that's normal. That's how this works.
Jimmy Hart just starts going off about the liberal Hogan agenda, and
Yeah.
I was like, all right, maybe Jimmy's cooking on this one.
Let's see where this goes. Let's see where this goes. Yeah, basically, he wants to let us know that he did a law, with a lawyer, and because of that, Hogan got disqualified and was able to lose the belt. Gene brings in his own lawyer to do a law, and we learn that Nick Big Daddy Bockwinkle has more power than legal contracts, and thus the title is declared vacant.
I'm
Everyone loses.
just I'm just realizing now that, like, not that this was any part of the other show, but both did happen to have like some lawyer, not that Clarence Mason is some lawyer, but had
He's some lawyer.
a law figure come in and spit a bunch of jargon,
Yeah.
which I think is curious given Nitro's propensity to ruin slash copy in the coming years.
Yeah, no,
Due
good
to the tape
call.
delay.
Yeah, good call there. And I think that makes sense. And I think we're going to continue to see evidence of that. Because sure enough, also, as we'll get to, it's the same thing. Lawyer comes in, does lawyering, is overruled by the president commissioner figure of Gorilla Monsoon in the Nick Bockwinkel role. And it's like, okay, they're literally two veteran old wrestlers who are now taking on the authority figure role. And it's like, okay, they really are just ripping them off at this point.
Yeah, like it's there's we're not it's not parallel thought, it's overlapping lines.
Yeah, it's overlapping the lines in the fact that it's gonna become clear that the Raw we see today and the Raw last week were both filmed at the same time. It's the same crowd, so they had a week to figure this shit out.
I did take notice of that as well. I was like, wait a minute. I just, because I didn't watch last week because we had another esteemed guest on the show.
Yes, quite.
But I was like, wait a minute. I recognize that guy from the episode I'm watching right now. Hey, come on.
Yeah, you're telling me this isn't real? God, but then
Kayfabe
they,
ruined.
yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, you're wait, touches earpiece. I'm hearing about Santa Claus. Fuck. But they give us a look at next week, and I have to say, I was excited. Sting and Malenko, Eddie and Johnny B. Badd, and they're starting to mix the big boys with the
Yeah,
cruiserweights, and I am giddy.
I wrote my last WCW note for the evening was I'm missing Savage and Meng and Sting and Malenko. I might just have to watch that episode for myself because,
Yeah, just for shits and gigs.
yeah.
Fucking it. Yeah, even if we I was gonna say if we don't have to do Saturday night for that one. But if we want Duggan in Ireland, we'll think about it. But if that's your last note for that is also my last note for that, and we are
That
on
is.
to Raw. Woo! Raw is not yet war. Woo!
Now,
Trip.
I remember right. The
Yeah.
last time I was on, they just immediately got into the episode and did not have any kind of a video intro.
They did not. They did. I think last time we were on, we still got like an intro song
Yeah,
sort of
but they
deal, but
had like
they.
a whole video packet, like
They've
video intro this time.
been doing it the last couple that we're already seeing I think that aspect of the war of Vince being like, well, fuck, we gotta make some effort, damn it. And the problem is like last week it ended up just pissing me off because it was like they just kept overlapping stuff. And I'm like, you're putting too much stuff into an hour, and like it's just making me angry that you're QVCing over Owen Hart's song. I like Owen Hart's song. Like, come on, it's a banger. So, but they're doing it. They're trying. They're putting forth effort. Triple Paul plays with compost. The King is wrestling for some reason. Blah blah blah. Ooh, a British bulldog.
And Ahmed
Yeah.
Johnson became a legend?
Yes, because he picked up Yokozuna and power slammed him.
He did, but I
You
don't.
know that thing that only four or five other people have done? Legendary.
Fuck it. They're all legends, brother.
Yeah, exactly. The man hasn't even had a match in the company yet, as far as I can tell.
That's what they seem to say later in the show.
Yeah, he's existed only in vaguely racist because of Vince's color commentary promos, and that's it. And other than that,
There's a couple instances of that throughout the night.
yeah, we'll get there. In the meantime, though, where, oh, where is Jerry the King Lawler? Vince asks, and I wrote down also the Memphis Police Department, wondering where be he? But instead, we get Vince and Doc.
I put Vince's voice plus Doc Hendricks and just a sad face.
It's a sad face. It
Which
really is.
Vince wasn't like total Vince the whole time on commentary, which was a blessing to my ears, but
To a certain extent. Yeah,
yeah.
he upped his game. Again, he's being forced to put in an effort. I'm sure he hates it. But we get Jannetty and Bulldog, two dudes that, when they are not fucked up, can work. So I wrote down flips a coin. And we'll see how this lands.
Yeah, like they were moving in this match.
No, they got going. Docket, though, at some point calls him Vinnie Mac. And in my mind, Vince looked at him like he was going to have him killed. But he does it throughout the rest of the episode. And every time my brain's just like, oh, fucking Michael Hayes, you're fucking dog. So that's good. Military press stun gun that Jannetty sells like a motherfucker. And then the promo interrupting the match, and I'm really sad.
Yeah,
They keep doing it, Piper. They keep doing it to me.
it's so weird.
I hope it goes away soon. It was solid work from Clarence. You
Yeah.
know, like it was a hell of a promo. Still bad form, I think. Oh, what
Yeah,
the?
the
Oh, these dogs are going. Okay, sorry. Don't mind me,
big,
listeners.
big Clarence Mason heads, those dogs.
Big Clarence Mason has knocking things over, trying to get my attention. Can't blame him. You know,
Yeah.
love it.
I mean, much like Cornette throughout this entire match as well.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, the coin does seem to have come up heads. This match does, in fact, fuck, folks. It's pretty
Yes.
solid.
That huge stalling vertical suplex from Bulldog was
Only Davey Boy does it that way. It's
honestly,
so
yeah.
golden. What's his name? Doc Hendricks says that not to play devil's advocate, and I think, yet you will for the rest of your life, Michael.
Yeah.
You will never stop.
You signed that contract in blood, and you will be
Yeah,
there forever.
fucker. Yeah, crowd gets behind Marty though, chanting his name, and he Jannetty's up, just to get murdered by a clothesline. And I love wrestling.
Yep.
Basically, just yes, exactly that. Kill hope with your forearm. Back from commercial, some rest holds take place. Davey's kind of looking gassed, so you know, let him have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs it.
It's
Yeah.
part of his five moves.
Part of his five moves is getting gassed and having to sit there and think about what he's done. Corny does some heel shit to give him a breather, you know. We hear tell of Sean coming back in time for Survivor Series. And of course they talk about Sean during Jannetty actually having a good match. He gets one leg hug up in a tree of woe and stomp the shit out of him. And I'm just like, fuck, he's really good when he
Yeah.
wants to be. Like
Yeah.
he really it can be good.
When he is all there, he is all there.
Yeah, he gets a blockbuster on him. It
Oh,
doesn't
that was awesome.
like a hell of a blockbuster, almost into a stunner. Like like
Yeah.
full on cuttered him. It was sick. But he doesn't go to the pin, and I'm like, come on now, fundamentals, Marty. Like, oh, I'm killing you. He does the warrior-esque rope shake, and I'm just like, okay. In this moment, I'm realizing I can't be upset because we have a match full of tassels.
Yes, that was earlier in my notes, was just Marty tassels, exclamation points. Bulldog
Bulldog
tassels,
tassel.
exclamation points.
This keeps happening.
Yes.
But that's the moment I realized. I was like, oh yeah, he's even got the tassels like warrior. Oh wait, oh god damn it, I've been tasseled again. Shit, just in time for Davey Boy to hit like that hardcore power slam. Marty stays the hell down. This is a pretty solid match.
It was, I think, probably the best match of this show.
Very well might have been. It's up there. We'll see because I mean, God, we're like, oh God, that was the opening match. It's not going to go well for Raw, folks.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I don't know if I count this as there were signs. Because it really could go either way, but holy hell, it's a Bill Clinton impersonator at the
Oh,
most
yeah.
phallic monument in DC. And
Yeah.
you know what? No, I'm tapping the there were signs sign. Fake Bill is coming to Survivor Series, and Vince, you're crazy for this one, my dude. What the
I
fuck?
just like head in hands as he's doing that, like, ah, oh, man, it really is 1995, huh?
They're going for it, yeah. Holy shit. It's better when like if you're gonna have like bad politics, you have to be as funny as Bobby Heenan to get away with it, and you're not
Yeah,
doing it
and
for
this
me.
was this wasn't even just like a making fun of Bill Clinton. It was just a regular Bill Clinton impersonator.
It was just really weird. Yeah, the whole
Yeah.
thing felt really weird. But yeah, whatever. Corny gets us worked up for Survivor Series and threatens Shawn Michaels with assault, the normal.
Yep, which I think and I realize that putting Cornette with Bulldog is a really good choice.
It's the best they could have done
Because
for him because Bulldog
Bulldog
doesn't
really
give
is not the best work when it comes to working the mic.
shit. He really can't. He threatens to break and enter into our homes, though, so that's good for him. Doc calls Vinnie Mac again, Vince Vinnie Mac again, and had to take note because it pleases me every time knowing that he must hate it. We go backstage to Bret Hart, Barry Horowitz, and Hikuchi talking strategy, and Piper, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, I really like the whole night of just n not being acknowledged, not being recognized, but just Barry Horowitz is there,
It's just
and
there. Well,
just
him and Hibushi are best friends, apparently, and I didn't know
yeah,
that. And that's the buddy comedy I needed in my life.
yes.
I think I said it last week. I will put the straps on them and keep them on them. Like,
It would be great.
it would be fantastic. We get a previously on in the meantime from Superstars because Bam Bam Bigelow is talking shit at Goldust, saying, I don't know who you are or what you are. And I'm just like, fabulous and fabulous. Next question.
I also wrote that down in my notes of just, I don't know what you are. I was like, ah, he's bizarre, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, what you're trying to say is bizarre, you know, like one of them bizarre ones.
Bizarros.
Bizarro's a bizarre one, yes. So we get Bam Bam versus Goldust, and I smell a banger at Survivor Series. How about you? Or is that Henry Godwin? There we go with the Henry O
Love,
Godwin.
amazed at the push the Godwins got at this point. Like
And
those guys were like main eventers.
pretty much, and I'm guessing that Phineas is hurt or something because Henry's like getting this full on singles push with Triple Paul,
Yeah.
and in the meantime, he gets his very own jobber, and I. This is 2 weeks in a row, decided to do a journalism.
Okay.
Instead of just saying they feed a jobber to him, Terry Richards is the jobber,
Yes, and it took me a couple seconds. I was like, he kind of looks like a really young, kind of smaller Bundy. Hey, wait a minute, that's Rhino.
This man has ECW gold.
I was like, no, I know exactly who that is.
Exactly. I was like, wait, is that gonna look this guy up? And I was like, holy shit, this fucking jobber is Rhino.
Yeah.
Cookie cutter match, but Rhino sold well. He did
Yeah,
good. You could tell he was pretty green, but looks like
he looked
it was.
good.
You look good, and it was cool seeing a green Rhino.
He has always been a fire plug though. Like
Oh yeah.
that guy just the way he is built is perfect for being the kind of pro wrestler that he is.
Absolutely. Moving quick, huge as shit, kind of cute in a weird way. Like,
Couldn't have
yeah.
said it better myself.
I know, exactly. There's folks, there's a reason I call the people listen to me all the time sickos, because you would have to be. My big Rhino thing is I used to be a telemarketer, and I convinced him to give a donation one time to a organization that did not deserve it.
Is that right?
oh yeah, no, I
Well,
got to
that's
talk.
fun.
I've talked to Jobber Terry Richards on the phone before. Nice guy. Yeah, he put it on a credit card, so I got a bonus that week.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, appreciate that. So Rhino did good, but then all of a sudden, flying triple fall, Paul from behind, followed by a pedigree for the pig farmer. Goddamn.
Right on those gym mats, right onto concrete.
Exactly. Not a whole lot there. That'll hurt your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Paul puts the gloves on and he is delicately handling the
That
slot
was
bucket.
good. That was a good
As
bit of taking the gloves out just to daintily touch the slop bucket.
he's handling that thing like it's a lawsuit deposition against Vince, just holding it as far away from himself as possible with gloves, no fingerprints. And on this commercial break, I have become a return girl for WrestleMania, the arcade game.
Oh, that's in mind. I that game rules. That game rules so hard.
Yeah.
I had the Genesis version when it finally came to home consoles years later, because as the airing of this episode, I'm still about 2.5 weeks out.
Oh. Oh, snap.
Yeah, so I am still very much babby at this point.
Oh,
But
Bobby.
WrestleMania the arcade game is so good. So fun.
I never put had it on console, but I managed to. I have vague memories of playing it at arcade when one of them still existed in my hometown. It didn't last long. It got turned
Awesome.
in. Our whole mall got turned into office buildings. It was so like so sad. And I'm like, motherfucker, I used to play video games here, and now I have to go here to work? This is bullshit. You tell me I have to talk to Rhino and get a fucking donation? This is such bullshit.
It's still touching on my childhood whimsy, but very, very barely.
Very barely, in weird ways. I don't like it. I'm gonna need a therapist later. Fuck. Todd gives us a rundown, though, then of Undertaker's team for Survivor Series, and it's gonna be a weird one.
Yeah, I wrote the Dark Side team is such an eclectic mix.
That's an excellent word for it. I was going to say throwing the fuck together because they had no idea what to do.
I
Is
do
my
love how Todd says WWF though. He hits every single letter in WWF, and it I love it.
He's a professional.
He
He
is a
went on to
professional.
be a he's a broadcast professional, damn it. I despise him, but that's neither here nor there. He just freaked me out when I was a kid. It was his hair, I think. There was a certain SummerSlam where his hair was particularly egregious, and I decided that he just wasn't for me.
Now, who scared you more as a kid, Todd Pettengill or the man we hear from next?
Oh, the man we hear from next, but in that good way. Paul Bearer
Yes.
being a creepy little guy.
The largest it took up multiple lines on my notes here is just Paul Bearer, the GOAT.
The
Just
goat, just so good.
as soon as I oh yeah, I was like, we're getting Paul
Oh,
Bearer.
yeah.
And I may or may not have been doing Paul Bearer voices quietly to myself since watching this episode.
Oh, I cannot blame you, Piper. It would be stuck in my head. He's just, I love me a creepy little guy, and he's so good at it. And he's like, oh, the Royals, I hate the Royals. I'm like, yeah, Paul, I agree. Based Paul Bearer. Fuck yeah, Percy Pringle.
Always.
Always. And then we get a promo for the series from Kevin Nash, and he's just not ever going to be good at this, is he?
There's some really weird pauses in there, like longer than they should have been when he was like listing, like right at the end. I forget. It was like the three things to, you know, expect in this match.
Yeah.
Are going to be. And it was like, you're really drawing, like, did you guys really have to hit like 45 minutes or something? Or like,
they're really drawing it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because that was the opposite problem of what I had last time. And it's like, you know, you guys are, it's wild. They're both having trouble making it work, and they're trying. And it's wild that I feel like we are fully in the swing of things of both of these companies, like, trying shit.
Yeah, it's fascinating to, like, on a week-by-week basis, kind of see them tinker and, like, all right, well, let's tweak this a little bit and see if this works. Oh, that sticks. Okay, we're not going to change that for the next 3 years.
And... yeah, exactly. But we're only 10 weeks in. They're already, like, feeling that need to fuck with.
Yeah.
And, like, that's pretty wild. Like, it's happening faster than I thought. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fast, Kama, the Ultimate Fighting Machine with Ted DiBiase as manager.
you skipped right over my favorite thing of the night.
Oh, no,
the
WWF
Pogs.
I was getting there because they do it at the same time.
Okay, yes.
Money symbols on the alleyway to the ring means that we have to have Rock UVC. For WWE, madcaps, folks, it's Pogs. It's Poggers.
I just like had them as a child. Not like
I had to, yeah.
Didn't play it. I just had them and like fueled my need for collecting things now, probably.
Same.
they're just, I my mom tells me I used to call them roundy roundy circles. And like,
yeah,
just had them in an old like oregano like spice container, and like would just dump them out and be like, I got Donkey Kong ones and Power Ranger ones, and I never had WWF ones, and I really want a Razor Ramon Slammer now.
Oh yeah, no, like I think I had space ones. I had ones that came in an Apollo 13 themed holder, so it was like a rocket. Yeah,
that's cool.
Right, I still could not tell you how to play it. I did not care. it was the same thing. I need to hoard something, and you're telling me that this is what I'm allowed to hoard. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get all the things. If I had known that they had WWF ones, I'd have been on that shit. And now I kind of do. I totally want them.
I will make a couple eBay searches later, I bet. And
just to see. Yeah, folks, if like 200 of you join the Patreon for $5,
we can get WWF Pogs.
We will absolutely. I will spend some of that money on WWF Pogs, and we will have a Pog night.
I'll teach you how to play. It'll be great.
Excellent. In the meantime, though, Kama versus Jobber. They warn us it's going to get interrupted by Sean on the phone. God damn it! They literally can't. They can't just.
Nobody
give us
gave
a match.
Also, nobody gave a shit about this match. The crowd was dead. The announcers were talking over it and then talking to Sean. The guys involved really didn't want
to seem to really care.
Yeah, it was such a nothing burger of a match.
I tried to do a journalism for this jobber, Tony Roy. I got nothing.
I got nothing there too.
Even that was a horseshit.
Yeah.
It was not Rhino. I liked when my jobber was Rhino, you know, 5 minutes ago. It was really great. But Sean talks about the Survivor Series. He talks about how his team doesn't necessarily like him. And he could get beat up by 9 guys again. And I'm like, okay. He says he's friends with Diesel and Brett. And I just start screaming, kayfabe, brother. Kayfabe. Yeah. you hate
it's
him.
It's those cobwebs that he still has up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That are always kind of there, as he said.
Always sort of there. Somas. So Kama puts the jobber down just as the phone call ends. Terrifyingly efficient.
Yeah, it really was. It's like, oh, you guys totally didn't record this over the match at all.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, that's, yeah, you're still doing that. All right. And so I was like, yeah, this is going to work out well for you. But then we get Raw next week. Sean Waltman is referee for an Intercontinental title match. For Razor versus Sid, and the title can change hands on DQ or count out.
This promo, I think, may have had my favorite line of the entire show, of probably both shows, even with
Oh,
like
yeah.
a Heenan on there. The ref is the kid when the bad guy battles Sid.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that one, just mwah.
There
Great.
you
I love
go.
it.
I don't want to give credit to Todd Pettengrew. Maybe it was Kevin Dunn. Who knows?
I don't want to
Whoever.
give credit to him either.
I don't want to give credit to any of these monsters. But yeah, no, it was well done. I think Doc had a joke about how he could be a good ref because he can count to 1, 2, 3. It's in his name. And I was like, fuck, even Doc's getting good ones in. This is a weird night. But getting ready for the main event, we get the Smoking Guns playing with Karate Fighters, and I'm not nearly as sports as entertained as I was by when it was Hakushi and Horowitz last week. That was great. Yeah,
Now
this,
you
whatever.
previously mentioned you had these growing up.
The Karate Fighters? I think I was gifted one for a birthday. I had exactly two of them, and
That's all you need.
my love of it lasted maybe 6 months.
Oh, okay.
It was one of
Not
those. I
as
was very young when I got them. I was
gotcha.
like eight. So
Because
like
I didn't know anything about these till stumbling upon them in these old episodes.
it was like an updated Rock'em Sock'em Robot for like the new generation. And that's how my dad like told me about them. And he's like, oh, it's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but they could do kicks and shit. And they're pretty cool like that. If I hadn't been eight, it might have held my attention longer. Like I'm very happy that that happened to like be the first year that we were middle class, and I like got to get those kinds of toys. Like on the reg, and it was like, fuck yeah, let's check this out. So that was pretty cool. So I got to
There were
check
no
that out.
pogs, though.
There were no pogs. That's just it. When I was before that, I could get pogs. The pogs were cheaper. My parents liked it. And here's the thing, folks. I was happy with the pogs. That would have been fine.
If I had to
Pogs
choose
and
between
raw.
both of them, I'm going with the pogs.
I probably get to go with the pogs. Pogs are forever. You get bored with karate fighters. Pogs live on. I mean, well, that except for the fact that they're like cardboard and are probably thrown away. And I don't talk to my parents, so who knows? Yeah,
Crack, I'm gonna get you some pogs just for old time's sake.
we're gonna get some pogs. We're gonna have to, folks. Patreon, get on there. We're getting the pogs. It's happening, but only with your help. In the meantime, we get ready, like, set for the main event. Horowitz in the corner for Brett and Hakushi. And I'm just so happy. And the crowd is roaring for Brett, and I'm so here for this match. Goldust Queens are making fun of Jerry.
That was really funny.
loved
Just
it.
the Goldust like makeup and wigs with the Burger King crowns chanting Burger King.
And I'm just like, I truly have found
Wonderful.
my people. Yeah, like these are my folks. Like we have always been here, okay? Like they showed up on his first Raw. They like barely knew anything about this guy other than this dude is clearly fucking weird, and that we love that. And I was like,
He's
yes,
bizarre just like us.
he's bizarre just like us. We should put on the
Representation
makeup.
matters, folks.
Exactly. And I wonder if they ever explored each other's bodies. But yeah, Brett and Hakushi fucking rule, double teaming. They focus on Mayor Kane's arm, like you do, psychology. Hakushi hits him with the handspring elbow, and I just wrote down Puro Lesu with like five exclamation points.
So I, in my WCW notes, I wrote down who did it better, Hakushi or the Renegade?
Hakushi. I think Hakushi did it better. Hakushi did it way better.
I agree, but I was surprised that the Renegade hit one and it wasn't
It
bad.
wasn't half bad. No, he really gave it a go. I can't help but wonder if the Eric's like, look, Hakushi guy did it. You got Renegade. You gotta go. You
He
gotta
spent
go
his
out
week
there.
learning just how to do that.
Yeah, his whole week learning how to copy that one thing. This is the point of life, brother. You gotta do it, Renegade. And by the way, Jimmy's gonna make you. He's yeah, no, he's gonna call you a piece of shit. But it's fine. You're gonna do
No,
a good job.
we're gonna wipe the paint off too.
Oh yeah. What's that? No, you're fired. No, it could take long. It's coming. But Brett does heel shit on Mayor Kane while the ref isn't looking. Oddly enough, I'm not even mad. It's fine when he does it. Vince starts yelling about Brett going for a sharpshooter, and instead he headbutts his abs. And I'm like, Vince, come on now. He hasn't got his shit in yet. Calm yeah. down.
You know we how know this works.
You don't know how this works. I know Piper knows how this works. He clearly yeah. has some shit to get in. Yeah, and it's pretty great so far.
Yeah, he has to get his signature moves in before he hits his finisher.
Yeah, there's like five of them in a row. It's like unlocking a puzzle box. If he doesn't yeah. hit them all, the sharpshooter doesn't work right.
Psychology.
So mostly Jerry isn't in yet. Hakushi is just so good at professional wrestling. It's and the match is great while you just have these guys and Jerry's just out there, so I'm fine with it. And I hate to give it to Mayor Kane, but he's really good in this match.
Yeah.
He's doing the things, doing really cool shit with Hakushi, selling like a champ.
I was fully prepared to write down and make fun of the Glenn Jacobs / Isaac Yankum / Fake Diesel / Kane 5 Moves of Doom. And he didn't really fall into those at all. Like, we saw a Boston Crab from him, which I thought was surprising. Just a lot of other things that were a bit more unique than one would expect from that man.
Giving it a go, yeah. One second. Doggos. Okay. They just have to yell at everything. It's what they do. But no, he was on fire for the most part. And him and Brett and Hakushi were fucking just great. And then Jerry comes in. And that's whatever. But it's Jerry and Hakushi.
Yeah, so it's elevated a little bit.
It's elevated because he gives them two pile drivers and Hakushi, like, he spikes him.
The first one I was like, that was okay. Yeah, it's a pile driver. I don't see those quite as often anymore. And then he did another one, and I was like, there's kind of why we don't see pile drivers quite as much anymore.
Yeah, just spiked him. And Vince is wrong about everything, and I hate him. He says no tag team working together with Hart and Hakushi in this match. I was like, absolutely. It's in my notes from like 30 seconds ago, Vinnie Mac. Fuck you. They were doing well. They were locating the arm.
Yep.
And they were, so you're full of shit. We come back from a break. Hakushi is trying to get out of trouble. Jerry goes to the top rope and gets his throat crushed for it. And again, I am happy. So, it's not terrible. Brett gets the hot tag. And folks, the shit, it be getting in time.
I think it was at that point, Lawler got the hot tag for Isaac Yankum, and Hakushi's like just about to get the hot tag, and he starts just like Frankenstein walking over with his hands above his head, like he's gonna grab him. And then Brett gets tagged in, but he's like stuck with his hands up for like an extra 2 seconds till Brett comes in and actually does something. It looked really awkward, but also really hilarious.
It was so good. And just immediately, it's like, okay, here we go. Here's the shit in time. We get the Bulldog. We get the Noggin Knockers. We get a Russian leg sweep. Taking notes. We get the middle rope elbow. Excellent. Those are all the various tumblers. And now we can put the sharpshooter in.
Yep.
And Yankum immediately starts tapping. And it means nothing at all.
The ref didn't see that.
No, it just doesn't mean anything yet. That's the problem. Tapping didn't mean I give up yet.
Oh, you had to actually say it.
Yep, Timmy White.
Okay.
Yeah, Timmy White is doing all kinds of stuff. He hasn't seen UFC. He doesn't know that Mayor Kane was giving up.
I didn't know that wasn't a thing always.
No, it was not a thing always. No, that the only reason that tapping, it used to be, especially if you watch like way older wrestling, you'll see guys tapping to like indicate that it hurts.
Yeah.
And they're like, it like to like get the blood flowing or whatever. And like, or like he was doing here, tapping like, oh, it hurts.
Like I would always see that, and then like the refs would like ask and they'd be like, no, it wasn't a tap. Like, I'm not submitting. But you learn something new every episode, folks.
Yay, I'm doing, I guess, my job. I
imagine more journalism.
I did it. But no, that came about because of UFC and Ultimate Fighting. So like, you didn't really start getting that in WWE until Shamrock shows up.
Interesting.
And they like make it, they basically, they're like, okay, people can see real fighting now. So they know that if you sit there catching your breath in an armbar for 20 minutes, you're not actually hurting anyone because the second you get someone in an armbar in UFC, they tap because it only takes 10, like 5 seconds to rip someone's arm off. So like, yeah, they had to like make those adjustments to because all of a sudden people are seeing real fighting. So that's where tapping comes from because that was not a thing until UFC showed up. Happy I could learn you something. Hell
Yeah, no, that's the more you
yeah.
know. But
Da-da-da-da.
while Yankum is tapping, Lawler comes in,
Yeah, doing his thing.
grabbing not a steel chair.
No, not a steel chair, a opposite of plastic like school chair.
Cafeteria chair.
A cafeteria chair, and they do ye old. I give it to the baby face and make it look like he's cheating, and that's how it goes.
Ah,
And
poor Barry.
poor Barry. Barry
The
did
one
nothing
time he gets
wrong.
acknowledged, it's to lose the
Yeah.
match for his buddies.
Oh, dude, Barry Horowitz did nothing wrong, and I'm sick of this bullshit. And fuck Jerry Lawler forever. And fuck the cafeteria chair. And fuck Vince making the yeah noises while replaying the slopping. Everything about that sucked. The end of this Raw is just Vince and Doc showing the next week's card, and I am so ready to be done with Doc Hendricks on commentary.
There was a shot of Diesel and Brett
Yeah.
that, like, Diesel towering over Bret Hart and looking down at him, and Bret's looking up at him. And we mentioned arcade games earlier, but
Yes.
that shot is 1,000% the Ryu and Akuma poster from Street Fighter Alpha 2.
Absolutely. You can't help but wonder if they're leaning into it.
Yeah, like, I have to check timelines. I don't know which came first, but I was like,
Karate
that's,
fighters. I
yeah,
mean,
true. But I was like, that's 1,000%, no question what that shot was.
I absolutely adore getting to watch all these shows and watching not only them rip off each other, but other people. Fucking
It's
carnies.
such a curious time capsule pro wrestling
Right.
is at this time.
Fucking A. But holy shit, we made it to the end of Raw, even. Look at that, we
Yeah,
did it.
we
Piper, we made
survived.
it. We made another episode happen. In that case, what's your match of the week?
I mean, it has to be Benoit Guerrero, right?
Really?
I think I just love getting to see those guys. It always a treat.
I guess I feel like a poser almost then because like I actually really loved Sting and Flair.
Nothing wrong with that. That
I
was
was like, it's cookie cutter and it's bullshit. They're just getting the shit in, but I love watching these two do
they're yeah, they're
this.
recognized as great for a reason, and it's exactly that.
Precisely. Well, hey, look at that. We didn't have the same match of the week. That rarely happens. There wasn't much in the way of signs, but
I did have
did you have a contender?
I had one for each. I really only saw like one or two per show. It
Yeah.
hasn't blown up yet. There
No.
was a fun like WCW with like the no crossed out sign on
Yes.
Raw. But I think my favorite was on WCW. Somebody had a sign, let me get the exact wording here, that just said, "Sting, please kick Flair's butt."
Yes, there you go. I like that sentiment. I did not see that one, but that is a sign of the week for sure. I'm giving the other one you mentioned was written on a whiteboard and is the return of whiteboard kids from last week, this time with
Okay.
anti-WCW drawing, and now I know why WWE didn't take their whiteboard away. At the time, because I remarked on my sign of the week was them just for the innovation, even though it just said four-peat. I was like, yeah, whatever. The sign itself is whatever, but I appreciate the technology. This time it came back with the WCW crossed out, and I was like, all right, it's all coming together. So I had to give it to them simply for helping my curiosity. Who do you feel won this week, Piper?
I think it's probably WCW.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's by much because there was still some like stinker filler segments in there, but like as a whole, I think it was a better episode than what Raw had going on.
I absolutely have to agree. Like, even with the weird heel face red blue locker room bits and the lights going out and all that shit, it was just overall better, and the wrestling was better, and like, it made me care. They made me give a fuck.
Raw felt incredible. Like, it felt like segments. It didn't feel like an entire show. It just
Yeah.
felt very disjointed.
It
Whereas I
didn't,
think
yeah, it didn't
Nitro
have a flow
flowed a
to it.
little bit better, even with the goofy stuff backstage. You still like had like Bischoff throwing back to them, and then you come back, and like it
And you
felt
got
like an episode of TV.
Bobby and Sonny and all them doing their continuing their little storyline. Like, you gave Bobby a storyline and for 2 weeks straight. I'm gonna like that. Like, that's more than segments. You know, very much so. They're doing storytelling, dare I say. So I
Yes.
think Nitro absolutely wins. Concurred. Hell yeah. Thank you for coming back on again for the main
It's
feed.
thank you for having me. I always enjoy getting to participate on stuff for Monday Night Fake Fights here, and this episode is no different.
Fuck yeah, and you are absolutely one of our favorites to have. And
Oh, well, thank you.
I thank you for coming to the watch parties. I feel like we have developed a fun little group for such things, and
Yes.
it feels like hanging out with ye olde queer friends watching shit, and it makes me very happy. So, folks, check out the Patreon for that. Unless well, I'll get there. Do you have anything you want to plug, Piper?
I don't think so. I'm over at positivelypiper.bsky.social. That's really the only active social media I'm on nowadays, and even at that point, who knows for how long, but while I'm still
Yeah.
there, come follow me and see the goofy stuff that I'm doing.
I like Piper's goofy stuff. Go check it out. I can attest to this goofy stuff.
And check out
But
the Patreon too.
yes, so well there. And on that note, thank y'all for hanging and listening. You can find us at Blue Sky at mnffpod.bsky.social. Instagram, even though I am admittedly behind on updating it. At MNFF Pod. When you're not getting directly paid for your job to be posts, it's hard to make your job posts.
Yes.
But hey, generally my job is posts. And if you want to join us for the Patreon that we're talking about, patreon.com/MNFFpod. Also, I don't think I've actually said it on the show, other than in the notes, but I should probably mention it. We have merchandise.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, where could we, is there anywhere we could get, I don't know, Monday Night Fake Fights merch at all?
In fact, several different kinds of it.
Whoa!
At Garrick's Emporium of Mid, which exists at garricksmid.store, Garaks, at, like the character. I'm not original. And there's all kinds of shit there, but there's a Monday Night Fake Fight section. We have a championship belt line of shirts, but also there have been recent additions, some of the whether we like it or not, reoccurring bits from the show. There is a Dungeon of Goon t-shirt now with a Yassified Taskmaster on it, and
And it
as
hasn't stopped haunting my nightmares since I've seen it.
Yay, I did it. And then we also have Randy Macho Man Savage as our biggest boy. So there's all kinds of good stuff there. Garrixmid.store. I should probably write that in there and be some sort of professional. But otherwise, thanks again. It's been fun, and we will see y'all next week for more Raw versus Nitro on Monday Night Fake Fights. Okay, bye.
Oh, we gotta go.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye. Fuck you, Chris.